Welcome to your morning news of note, your source for the latest headlines. Let's dive into the day's top stories. A storied Marine Corps jet is set to make its final appearance at the Cherry Point Air Show as the service transitions to the F-35. This weekend, Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point in North Carolina will host the biennial air show, drawing crowds of around 150,000 people. In honor of Teacher Appreciation Week, a fourth grade teacher had the experience of a lifetime riding with the Blue Angels. The Cherry Point Air Show will take place on May 11 to 12 to show appreciation to community partners supporting Marines, sailors, and families. Moving on to UCOM. Ukrainian President Zelensky acknowledges a difficult situation in the east due to intense Russian aggression. He highlights the need for new Western aid to support the Ukrainian army. UK's Cameron stresses the importance of NATO members spending 2% of GDP on defense in today's dangerous world. Meanwhile, Russia announces plans to withdraw troops from Armenia's border, reflecting a rift between the two former allies. In AFRICOM News, Chad's military ruler is declared the winner of a disputed election, sparking celebratory gunshots in the country. Somalia requests the termination of the UN political mission, surprising many involved. Human rights reports suggest a possible genocide in Sudan, calling for sanctions against those responsible. High-level mediation talks in Kenya aim to end the long-standing conflict in South Sudan, for USMC and DoD highlights. Enlisted Marine reflects on his citizenship journey as new Americans are naturalized aboard the USS Bataan. The USMC is testing an amphibious combat vehicle with a new protector remote turret system for enhanced capabilities. Internally, Battalion Landing Team 16 receives the Lieutenant General Chesty Puller Outstanding Leadership Award for fostering a climate of trust and well-being among Marines and sailors. Marines participate in community events like Fleet Week Miami, showing off their capabilities and fostering relationships. That's a wrap for today's top stories. For more details and links, be sure to check out the Morning News of Note email. Stay informed and have a great day.